Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're focusing in on Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Let me read this passage and we'll get started. Philippians 3, starting verse 9. And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. Now, we're kind of in the middle of Paul's biography. He's sharing part of his past story and what it means for him to be connected to God through faith in Jesus. Faith is a very interesting word, and it's one of the first ones we need to unpack as we look at a passage like this. The first thing we need to keep in mind is that when we hear the word faith, it gets shrouded in all of this religious garb that we kind of attribute to it. That's really the context in which we think of the word faith appearing most, is just in religious context. But actually, when Paul was using this word, it actually had a some political flavoring to it in the way that he used it in the era that Paul was writing. Remember, he's writing in the first century, Greco-Roman era, and this is a word that often meant something far more like allegiance, right? This is what the Roman government expected from their followers, an allegiance to Caesar. In fact, the word that they would use is the same Greek word Paul uses for faith, this word pistis. This is the word that Caesar said he demanded from all of the citizenry of Rome, that they showed him a faith or allegiance. It's a way of saying you're on his team. Well, this is what Paul wants to be cultivated within the life of God's people, that we look to God and say we have an allegiance to him. We have an allegiance to Jesus. We are on his team. That's what he means by faith. Now, let's jump back into this passage and get some more in-depth understanding of what's happening here as we read it in. Verse 9 starts mid-sentence with, and be found in him. Now, what's Paul talking about? See, rather than being lost apart from God, his righteousness and his means of salvation, Paul is saying that he has been found in him, in Jesus. And this means he's being spiritually united to Christ and therefore found not guilty before God as divine judge. Remember, he's got a faith in Jesus, means his allegiance is tied to Jesus. Previously, Paul said he trusted in a righteousness of his own, right? That based on obedience to the law, this was his thinking, this was the common Jewish understanding at the time, that obedience to the law is what produced righteousness. Right? This is not what the Old Testament taught, but this is what the common understanding was at the time. In fact, Paul will also say, quoting Habakkuk 2 in one of his other letters to the church in Rome, right, that they all have should have known that righteousness comes by faith. They should have known that is what the Old Testament prophets were saying, is what the law actually taught. But what was caught by the people is that you needed to produce a righteousness of your own. And what he's talking about here is the fact that God attributes Christ's lifelong record of perfect obedience to a person who trusts in Jesus for salvation, who pledges their allegiance to Jesus and Jesus alone. Therefore, right, that person stands before God not as guilty, but as righteous. Right, this is the basis on which this theological word we use as justification by faith alone stands. It is built upon the fact that God sees us as righteous because of or by virtue of our allegiance to Jesus. Right, this is what Paul's talking about in Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 9. Righteousness does not come by the law because all human beings sin, all of us. Therefore, right standing or righteousness in God's eyes is possible only through faith in Jesus, not by what we bring to the table. And I think so many of us fall into this trap of doing things to earn that right standing with God, right? And the idea is that the more you do, the more you deserve to be in better standing with God, the more he actually owes you. Our righteousness, what Paul's saying here, does not depend on anything we do. It is all about what Jesus has done on the cross through his death and resurrection in our place for our sin. Now, this doesn't mean, you know, we don't act upon our faith. One author, philosopher, and theologian Dallas Willard said, grace is not opposed to effort. Grace is opposed to earning. While we may not earn God's love or right standing with him through our actions, we know that one way we show our love to God is through our obedience to what he has laid out for us in his word, right? That our faith has a vibrant impact on the way that we live and engage in the world around us. So the thought for today is, may we be empowered and led by the grace that God has shown us through faith in Christ. Now, let's take a moment to pray it up. I'm going to share these prayer points, and you can pray these things back. You may want to press pause if you're listening to this to give an extended time of prayer for yourself. Here's the first one. Ask God to examine your heart today. Are you primarily motivated by an effort to show your love for God, or are you motivated to earn love from God? Number two, pray that God would reveal any issues where you're trying to be justified through the righteousness that comes through your own actions. How are you trying to show God that you are being good enough to earn right standing? Number three, meditate on what it means to be found in him. What areas of your life are you doing this well? And in what areas do you need to step into a deeper stance of surrender to him? Finally, we don't want to just be hearers of the word. We want to be doers of the word. So let's talk about what it would look like to live this out. Take time today, this week, take time to journal the implications of an effort versus earning posture towards God. Kind of diagnose your own heart. Where do you lean most with effort or earning? What do these postures say about you and your faith? What do they say about God and his love and how you view God's love for you? Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here next week.